When I visited Vietnam last November, on one of the days, Mother Teresa's sisters took me to one of the houses that they care for the elderly, and I still remember that encounter. As I walk inside the facility, the ground, laying right closest to the door was an elderly woman, and she had leprosy. And you can see the detrimental effects of leprosy had on her. It ate away her legs and her hands, and she was blind from the leprosy itself. So the sisters told everyone that I was coming, and when she heard me coming, she called out, "Father, Father, Father." And as soon as I saw her called out, and when I caught my eyes caught on her, I got to admit to you, I was a little bit leery in the beginning. I was scared. I was scared of the leprosy that she had. But for some moment, immediately, I began to pray to God, and I said, "Lord, help me to be courageous in reaching out to your daughter who is in need of you at this time." So I sat down and I talked with her and just spent time with her. And I, before I left and visit another person, I gave her a hug. It's what a challenging moment for me. I'm not going to tell you that it was all perfect and I had an enlightenment with the Lord. I had to overcome my own reservation, my own fear, in order to reach out to that woman. That woman who was yearning for God's presence in me and through me. So when I was reading the readings for this week, I immediately recalled that one episode. And so my homily is going to be in two parts. The first part is about our own sinfulness, our own leprosy, per se, quote unquote. Do you know that leprosy, until today, is still one of the diseases that we have no complete cure for? There are medicines that will put the virus into dormant, but it will never go away. It will only go into dormant. And when I recognize her physical leprosy, I recognize within myself too my own spiritual leprosy. It's called my sin and my selfishness. There are things that are still eating me today. There are things that are still holding me back. And there are things that still torment me today. Of my own selfishness that I have to choose every day to overcome them in order to put God first. And sometimes these selfish reasons and these selfish temptations eat my life because it makes me envious, jealous, or it makes me resentful or anger of other people because I'm too focused on the things that I don't have or the mistreatments that I have received in my life. My own leprosy or my own sinfulness sometimes eat my life and my joy away because it kept me from trusting in God. It kept me from truly living out what I'm called to be. But, you know, any of you who have worked or have experienced any type of addiction recovery programs, the 12 steps, you know that the first step that each and every one of us have to recognize that we cannot do this alone. And we cannot overcome this alone, and we have to depend on a higher power. We have to depend on God. So just like the man with leprosy today in the gospel, we have to reach out to God and say, "God, I cannot heal my own self. I cannot do this from with my own ability, with my own power. I need you. I want to be healed. I want to be transformed. I want to become like you. And I cannot do it by myself. And I need you." The first thing that we need to recognize is our own inability to make ourselves better. And only with God's grace can we become a new person. Which is the dependency on God and the trusting in God that only He can heal and transform us and make us new and make us whole again. So we need to be like the man with leprosy today, to have the courage to call out to God every time our own leprosy, our own disease, our own selfishness draw us back. Call out to God so He can heal us, make us new, and with His grace to become a better person. And second, once we have received God's healing and transformation, we are called not to keep it ourselves, but actually share the good news of God's goodness with other people around us. Sometimes at Catholics, we are very guilty of not evangelizing or preaching the good news. Sometimes we excuse ourselves. We say, oh no, we're not like those Protestant father. We just go to church and go home to do our rosary. But do we know that each and every one of us, by the virtue of our baptism, are called to be missionary, to preach the good news, not with knowledge, not with information, but to share with other people, share with our friends, share with our families, share with our colleagues, share with the people that we encounter the goodness and the good things that God had done for me. How much He had loved me, and how much He had healed me, how much He had transformed me. This is the good news that we are called to preach. I'm not telling you to study up on the theology and have a master or a doctorate degree in theology, but each and every one of us need to preach and share with other people the good things and the goodness and the grace that God has done in my life. And just as He had done these things in my life, I also believe that He is able to do the same thing in your life. That is the good news. And that's what we are called to preach. And because it comes from a genuine sharing of God's goodness to each and every one of us. So, my brothers and sisters, I'll end my homily today by reading to you actually the lyrics or the words of a commercial that I saw on the airplane on my way back from the Holy Land this last weekend. And this commercial was on the Marriott Hotel Group, and it's what about the Golden Rule. It's what a well-done commercial, and every word was so intriguing, and the message was so clear that I watched the commercial 3 or 4 times to make sure that I wrote it down, because I think it's worthy. So I watched the commercial and wrote it down for you, but I'm going to read it to you. It would be great if human beings were great at being humans, and if all mankind were made up of kind women and kind men. It would be wonderful if common knowledge would knowledge commonly know, and if the light being enlightened into every heart was shown to all. It would be glorious if neighbors were neighborly, and indifference was a forgotten word. It would be awesome if we shared everything and being greedy were observed. It would be spectacular if the golden rule was golden to every man, and the good things that we ever did were everything that we can. Treating others like we would be treated had always and should be our guiding principle. That is the golden rule. And I think that is important. I hate to turn on the news and watch politics and watch all the news, because I think we lack kindness there. And when we lack kindness, we lack the respect, and we stop seeing the dignity and the compassion needed in our everyday interaction with other people. And it all goes back to the golden rule. The golden rule is not only shared by Judeo-Christian believers. It is innate and the basic and foundational and fundamental belief and also the guiding principle for all mankind. So if we are all great at being humans, but by practicing kindness and by sharing God's goodness and His grace to other people and everyone whom we will encounter, my brothers and sisters, I believe that we will have a better society, a better nation, a better world. Perhaps we have not done it, or we have failed, because we expect everybody to do, to change, and to be according to what we want them to be, and we haven't changed ourselves. Change begins with you and I, recognizing that we need God, and only God can heal, only God can transform, only God can change, and only God can make you and I brand new and fulfilled. And once we have experienced God's goodness and His powers in our lives, we better share that with everyone else so that they also come to know God's love in their life as well. This is the good news. This is what we're called to be. This is the golden rule, and this is our faith. So my brothers and sisters, no matter what reservation that you and I might have, overcome those reservations. Reach out to God. Let Him heal us and transform us. And let us be like the leper man today. Say, my God, I want to be healed. I want to change. I want to become more like you. And I want to share this good news that what you have done for me with other people as well. May God be praised now and forever.